Hello and welcome to the Storehouse Christian Fellowship Podcast, a church in the making. We broadcast live messages from our services and discussion about the progress of our church and the ministry of the Storehouse.
The following message segment is live from the Storehouse and was presented by our pastor, John Salgado. His message is inspired by the Lord and presented to encourage and uplift the church. We hope that you enjoy and receive from today's word.
Matthew chapter 7, verses 24. Jesus said, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them," the obedience, listening to God's word, hearing his plan, hearing what he's speaking into your life, knowing and understanding what God desires to do in you. If he says, if you hear these sayings and then you do them, take everything I've taught you and then do it. Guess what's going to happen? He says, "I will liken him to a wise man." I like that, a wise man. Someone who made the right choice, the right decision. Look what he says. "Then I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." I think that's the way Jesus preached that word. Amen? Because if you look down a little bit further, he says he taught with authority. Verse 26, "But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them." Here's the conditions that Jesus puts forth. The conditions. You can hear and obey and do, or you can hear and just say, Get the word in you. Hear the word of God and do it. Because this is the consequence of those that hear the word of God but do not do it. He says, they will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. Kaplunk, and great was its fall. God said, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. And what is going to remain? That which will remain. His kingdom. Those that heard the word of God and decided to do what it said. Receive Jesus. Listen to what he's saying. Take in his word. Apply his word. Say, Lord, here I am. Build me up, Father. Do your work in my life. That's what God is looking for. That's the wise choice to say tonight, hey man, I'm hearing this word. And this is the decision I'm going to make tonight, because if you haven't done it, or if you're struggling with making that decision, if you've been compromising a little bit, well, you know, I serve the Lord and look good when I'm around church people, then kind of do my own thing. Or, oh yeah, for a temporary time I'll serve God, but man, I know that a year from now, boy, I'm going to get back and do my thing, find my group and do my, don't even try it. Make the right choice. Continue to serve the Lord. Let him build you on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. If you receive him, he's inside of you. That means the rock's already there. The cornerstone has already been laid. But it's a matter of us saying, okay, Lord, build me up. The rock is Jesus. The house is us, man, woman. The sand is anything else, anything foolishness, anything else that we might build our lives on other than Jesus. That's what the sand represents. I don't got time for God. I'm too busy. I don't got time to go to church. I want to go party. I don't need Jesus anymore. I'm good. I'm good enough. Foolishness. That's what the sand represents. What did Jesus say about the one who builds upon the sand? That house came down. Building on rock is not always easy. You have to be diligent. You know, serving the Lord, I've been serving the Lord since I was a kid. And I backslid and I came back. But I learned something about serving the Lord. You have to have a tenacious spirit. You have to just get, it's like a pit bull. When they put a piece of meat out there, that pit bull grabs a hold of the meat and just locks his teeth down. You can't get that dog off that piece of meat. You can beat it. You can hit it. You can scare it. You can yell at it all you want. But unless that dog wants to let its grip go, it ain't going to go. That's how we have to be as Christians. We get a hold of God. We get a hold of his word and say, I'm not going to let go of this. I'm not going to let my circumstance. I'm not going to let things that are going on around me release me from him, his word, and serving him. But we got to get that pit bull mentality. Here's the word of God. Here's my salvation. Here's my relationship with God. Paul says, nothing shall separate me from the love of God. It was like pit bull. Clamp down, tenacious, serving God no matter what. We have to be diligent. When we have to persevere, that's, we got to just keep going, man. But we have to be tenacious and diligent and persevere. God is doing a work inside of you, and He's faithful and just. He's going to fulfill that work. You started allowing the Lord to build you up on that solid rock, the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ. He's going to finish the work. Let Him do it. And don't quit the project. Don't bail out. Don't let the flesh overtake you. Walk in the Spirit of God. Fulfill what God, let God do and complete what He's going to do in your life. God has great plans for you. Don't think it's over. Even some things might shake and change and differ, but God's still doing a work. Things are going to happen. Might take some time. Might be some things that God wants to take out of that project that He's been working on that you allow to kind of come in, get in the way of the building. He sends the inspector in there. The Bible talks about how God comes with the plumb line in His hand. Make sure that we're building the plumb. The rock foundation is firm and it's worth building upon. Look at what Jesus said here. In verse 24, he says, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man. We might always think that, you know, God, this is not that ministry you promised me, but it's God's doing a work. Don't give up. Don't quit. Persevere. Don't faint. He's doing something. That foundation is firm and it's always worth building upon. God says, I'll build my temple right there on my son, Jesus Christ. If you just allow me to do the work. And you don't worry, I'm going to work it all out. The work of building is twofold once we come to Jesus. Amen? We submit and He can work on us. That's what it's all about. Just submit, surrender, and let His will be done. And you'll see what God does in your life will be tremendous, outstanding, even more greater than we could ever do on our own. It is the Lord who builds us up. We submit to Him and He sets the foundation. I want you guys to kind of get a picture or visualization of what God is doing when we allow Him, we admit Him to come onto the property. Our old damaged property becomes renewed. Amen. We are bought with a price. He looks at our property, says, oh, that looks like no good. The realtor said, it's contaminated completely. He says, that's all right, I'll buy it. Amen. I'm going to redo that soil. He sets the foundation. When the hole is dug and the slab is laid, He continues to build. He doesn't walk away from the project. He's always doing a work. As long as we allow Him to do that work, He's always doing something, always adding something, always watching, always building. We read His plan. This is the twofold part. We submit. You know, it takes us to submit, to read the Bible, because our flesh don't want to pick that up. Our flesh wants to rule and reign and do whatever it pleases. And we have to submit even when every day we say, Lord, I'm going to get in Your Word. I'm going to read Your Word. Oh, man, when I read the Word, it's like, oh, that's another area. That's all. He's saying, let it go, son, and I'll build. That's where I want to build right there. That's what I'm. He might be laying a 2x4 at that moment. Amen. Setting some nails in place. Oh, we need a bigger nail, son. Get that thing solid in there. That's what He does. We read His plan. We submit. We say, Lord, yeah. And He strikes a plumb line. There it goes. That's what I'm going to build upon. Look at that foundation He lays in our life. Look how straight and even it is. Look how. Oh, yeah, it's going to look good when I raise up the walls on that plumb line. He gets and He pulls it across like that. We're reading the Word of God, and then He picks it up. And He says, okay, sets a line. He says, I'm going to build straight, perfect right angle, 90 degrees. Amen. Everything perfect, formed and fit, shaped. We pray. Again, we submit. Pray. We got to pray. That's the twofold part of this building project. We pray, and then we seek Him. Oh, speak to me, Lord. Show me Your way, Father. Give me Your vision, Lord Jesus. Tell me what to do. God is doing the work in you guys. We pray and seek Him, and then He does the framework. Lift up that left wall. And when they set the frames, they set the posts down. They drill that hammer. And they set those things, and then they lay the 2x4s up, and they frame it up. Those guys working on it. That's what God's doing in your life. Can you see it? Then He adds the electrical, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Fires you, charges you up, man. Get some power in that temple. Amen. That house. So I want to dwell where my spirit is. He sets all the electrical in place and plugs you in. He puts all the amenities, all the lights, all the fixtures, and He raises walls. Puts drywall, He roofs, as I was talking about earlier. He sets the doors and the windows. He goes, shut this off. Let the enemy never come in. As we render ourselves and submit. But that's what He's doing. He puts the doors and the windows. He tiles. He finishes and He furnishes all with the right material. And this is the house. This is the house that will stand. That won't be removed. This is the one that will remain. It won't be moved. Why? Because it's His house. It's His temple. It's not ours. It's His. Our only part was to get out of the way. Say, go ahead, Lord, build. Here I am to do Your will, to please You, to fulfill everything that You have in mind for me, Lord. We are the what? the living temple. We are. We're a work in progress. We are here. God is doing a work. We are that house of God that Haggai was prophesying about. Hallelujah. You are here. Christ has died for you. It is done. We are the living house that the Spirit God dwells in. We build on Jesus, the Word, and what He constructs is His dwelling place, and it will stand the test of time. No matter what shakes around you, you're going to stand. If you allow God to build that house on that rock, on His Son, Jesus Christ, if you've done all these things that I've spoken, if you're working those things out on a day-to-day basis, if we're working our salvation out with fear and trembling on a day-to-day basis, guess what? The house that God is building and establishing in you is going to stand the test of time. Is it going to be easy? No, but the storm will come. The winds will blow. The floods will rise, but you will stand. You will be that wise man who's allowed God to do what He wanted to do in your life to establish His temple, a place for His Spirit to dwell and to do His work. God is building a great house.
We want to thank you for listening and hope that you subscribe to this podcast and continue to listen in to what is going on here at the Storehouse. If you want to email any suggestions or comments, you can email at info@storehouseone.org. That's info@storehouseone.org. And don't forget to visit the website at www.storehouseone.org. For those of you that are in the area, we are located at 9815 Carmenita Road, Suite I in the city of Whittier, California, 90605. Our phone number here is 562-696-3330. Our services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We hope to see you at the Storehouse or hear from you by email. Until next time, go forward fulfilling God's purpose with passion.